After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his garments became glistening, intensely white, as no fuller on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to him Elijah with Moses, and they were talking to Jesus. And Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is well that we are here. Let us make three booths, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah." For he did not know what to say, for they were exceedingly afraid. And a cloud overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." And suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone with them, but Jesus only. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In the world of martial arts, you know, self-defense, things such as kung fu or karate, or, you know, there's so many different kinds of martial arts, many of the lessons that you receive are about how to fight. How to fight in situations where you're being attacked by one person, and then you practice sparring with someone and learn various, you know, forms of moves that can help defuse a situation or protect yourself or protect others. But one situation that you're also trained in is how to defend yourself against multiple attackers. You know, you're walking down the street and all of a sudden you're surrounded by, say, five different people. And there are many different techniques by which you defend yourself. Now, before I go on here, just as a disclaimer, I'm not here to give any official representation or teaching on how to defend yourself in such situations. So don't really listen to me for this kind of advice. But I want to make an analogy here. And one of the techniques that is recommended by some instructors, but other instructors don't recommend it, is when you're surrounded by, say, five people attacking you, one of the problems you have is you can be attacked from behind. You can't see your attacker behind you. You don't know how they're attacking you. It's a tremendous disadvantage. So one technique is to, if you can, back yourself up against a wall. And when you do that, then no one can attack you from behind. This can only work if you know how to fight. If you don't know how to fight, then backing up against a wall is really bad. They're gonna squish you like a pancake. But if you know how to fight, then you only have to deal with what's in front of you. You can see everything. And you don't have to worry about what's behind you. You have a disadvantage that has been removed from the situation. Now, in our spiritual life, we can learn a lot from the natural world. And one song that was written by St. Thomas Aquinas, we sing when we're at Eucharistic Adoration. And it's the song, O Salutaris. And one of the lines can be translated to mean, "Our foes press on from every side." And when we sing that part of the song at Eucharistic Adoration, I'm often reminded of this martial arts training. What to do when you're surrounded by your foes. In the example I gave you, one possible thing is to back up against a wall to protect yourself from those who could attack you from behind. Now, in our life, in our big picture of our life's journey, we can have many foes that surround us. You know, they could be, you know, people who are trying to ruin our life, or, you know, trying to tear us down or oppress us or harass us. It could be people who are jealous of us, and out of that jealousy, they're treating us very badly. It could be suffering, you know, some kind of sickness that seems to rob you of your happiness. It could be so many different situations that make your life's journey seem like it's one battle after the next. I know a number of people who are in their 80s, and they've often said to me, "You know, Father Jason, I'm glad that I'm near the end of life in this world and not near the beginning." I say, "Why?" And they say, "Well, I've had so many battles in life, I don't want any more. No more drama." And life can be like that sometimes. You can feel like you're surrounded by foes. But what is a kind of foe that can attack us from behind in the big picture of our life? That foe that can attack us from behind is our own sins. It's true. We could have some sin in our past, 20 years ago or yesterday, and it's gnawing at our soul. Something from the past is robbing us of peace and serenity of conscience in our present, giving us a sense of guilt that is really weighing us down and causing us to make decisions that are not good. You know, one of the great writers, Thomas Akempis, says that something like, we'll make no progress spiritually unless we are convinced that our own sins are the number one problem in our life. We have to see that. We have to see that no matter what kind of foes we have or oppositions we experience, our greatest foe right now is our own personal sins. We have to deal with them. This example I give to you from martial arts shows us that we need to find some way to protect us from being attacked from behind by our sins. And how do we do this? What we do is we have recourse to divine mercy. We have to seek the mercy of Christ. We have to acknowledge our sins, pray for the grace to repent of our sins. And what happens then, it's like divine mercy becomes a wall behind us, and our past sins, even though we may have to deal still with the consequences of them, they're no longer real to us, the sins themselves. They're not in our soul anymore. They're not weighing us down with guilt. They're not oppressing us spiritually. We don't have to worry about them. They're gone. We're resting up against the strong wall of divine mercy. And that is something we have to make recourse to often in our lives. You know, people, they have a lot of guilt in their lives, and that guilt really bothers them a lot. They won't admit it, though. They probably don't even know what it is, but it's an interior sense of something's not right in my life. Something's terribly wrong. And out of that guilt, they try to fight and fight and fight, but they can't because they keep getting hit from behind by this guilt of sin. And they often will make decisions in their life based on that guilt, based on trying to heal the wound of that guilt, but these decisions don't heal the wound of the guilt. They often create new kinds of guilt, more sins. So we have to address that. We have to find a way to protect us from foes that could attack us from behind. And we have to get up against the wall, that strong wall, that iron wall of divine mercy. When you do that, you only have to now face the foes that are right in front of you. That's a lot easier. You know, if you're going through life and you know, every one of us at some point or another, probably again and again, are going to have things that come at us that feel like enemies, that feel like foes to our own happiness. We have to deal with them. But if we're constantly dealing with the guilt and the wound of sin, then we're really ill-equipped to deal with what's in front of us. It'd be kind of like you're surrounded by people who are attacking you physically, and everybody's hitting you from behind and strangling you from behind, and you can't deal with what's in front of you. You're totally oppressed by the attacks from behind. You gotta go to divine mercy. You have to back up against the wall of divine mercy and let that wall be your rear guard. Now, one thing that we can suffer with is that when we look in front of us, let's suppose we've dealt with all the guilt in our lives and we're no longer living off that guilt, even consciously or unconsciously, then we look ahead and we say, I just gotta deal with whatever's coming at me now. And we could have so many things coming at us. You know, as I've mentioned, we could have situations from other people that are causing trouble for us. We could have financial problems. We could have, you know, work-related problems or sickness or death, loss and all kinds of sorrows and anxieties and fears and just all kinds of trouble. And we can get really worn out by that. But another lesson from the world of martial arts that can help us is that in martial arts, you have to realize that one of your most important tactics, your most important weapons, is your mind. So how you approach a situation that exteriorly looks very frightening has to be really influenced by how you think. So what you have to do is you need to have confidence, not overconfidence, but you gotta have confidence in martial arts. You have to have confidence in the fact that this is a method of self-defense that's been tried and proven for thousands and thousands of years all across the world. And this way, you can lessen your fear. If you are paralyzed by fear when you're in a fight, you're probably going to lose. But if you have a sense of victory, that you're moving towards victory, that can help you. That can help you very much to win the fight. Well, in our lives, we can face so many difficulties that can weigh us down and give us fear, make us depressed. But in the gospel passage I read to you, we have this great story of transfiguration, this miracle of Jesus, where he appears in glory and majesty. And what he does in this transfiguration is he gives us a glimpse of the end of the road for those who follow Jesus. He shows us that no matter what battles we go to, if we're one with him, the end of this battle or this hundreds of battles we got to face is victory, is happiness, is glory in the kingdom of heaven, the communion of the Most Holy Trinity and the communion of all the angels and saints. The end of the journey for us, if we are followers of Christ, if we are faithful to him, is happiness, is eternal life and eternal love. And it's real. It's waiting for us. So what this gift of transfiguration gives to us is a confidence in knowing that if we are faithful to Christ, if we really are faithful to him, that no matter what battle comes our way, we can have confidence in our fidelity to Christ. It'll work. You might have to, you know, go through all kinds of confusing situations along the way in this life, but if you are one with Christ, if you're living a life of grace and truth in Jesus, then you're on the winning team. You're on the path of victory. And so, brothers and sisters, as we hear this teaching of the gospel about this great victory of heaven that awaits those who follow Jesus, let us try to use this example that I gave to you. Our foes press on from every side for all of us at one point or another, to one degree or another. We've got to find a way to win. So, resting up daily against the strong wall of divine mercy and looking forward, not at our foes and our challenges and difficulties, but looking forward to the glory, looking forward at the glory of Jesus, then we can press on to the finish line. We can go on with hope. May we remain close to the Lord Jesus, to his gift of divine mercy, which heals us, forgives us, and makes us new, and to that great hope of glory in heaven. In this way, we can find a happiness that the world cannot give to us, and a happiness that no foe, no suffering, and no challenge can ever take away from us. God bless you.